Today we will pray day two of the 9 days for life novena. Let our intercession be, may each person suffer from participation in abortion find forgiveness, hope, and healing in Christ. We will pray one our Father, three Hail Marys, and a Glory Be. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Today's reflection. Countless children's lives have been ended by abortion, and countless parents and family members suffer guilt, grief, and regret, often in silence. Yet God's greatest desire is to forgive. No matter how far we have each strayed from his side, he says to us, "Don't be afraid, draw close to my heart. Be assured that it is never too late to seek God's forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation." Consider the parable of the prodigal son. After repenting of sinning against his father, he returns from far away to seek forgiveness and work as a servant. But his father sees him approaching, runs to warmly embrace him, and hosts a banquet to celebrate his return. So too does God welcome all his children who come to him in the sacrament of reconciliation with contrite hearts. No matter how serious the sin, let us turn confidently to our Lord, who is love and mercy. Our act of reparation. Choose one from today. Abstain from meat today. Pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for today's intention, or offer some other sacrifice of prayer or act of penance that you may feel called to do for today's intention. We look forward to praying with you tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.